Good morning, everyone, and God bless you. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thankful to be here another day. And thankful to the Lord for everything that he does. Let's just start out to put this day into his hands and continue the thought that we have started on. So, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you, Lord, this morning and this day. First of all, with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord, for breath in our lungs, for the ability to be awake and take a hold of a new day and a new grace that you've extended to us, Lord. Lord, we're so small and we're just like dust, Lord. And you are so amazing and great. And Lord, thank you for stretching out your hand to us and that you want to have fellowship, Lord, with us. Lord, I just commit this day and each and everyone that's listening in, Lord, may you just bless every heart, Lord, and be with each and every one this day, and may your spirit follow us, Lord, wherever we go. So I just commit this day into your hands and pray that you have your way also in this thought continually, Lord. We ask these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Yeah, so let's continue the thought that we've taken out of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And we have taken the text out of verse 7 till 10. Let's just read from verse 9 to 10 now. And it says there, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And after we read in verse 9 that, "For my strength is made perfect in weakness," the less there is of us and our own self-righteousness, our own agenda, our own, say, thoughts and plans. And the less we have of that, the more God can have control and take control and hold of our lives. So we may feel weak. Our body has a weakness, as well, but that's where God can come in and use us the most, because then we're empty out of ourselves, so like God can have the control of our lives. And that's where he's strong. He is perfect in weakness. And as we talked about yesterday, we talked about revelation also, and how that is a key really to this thought. And how to actually let God help us, and how God helps us to have this mindset and attitude to be able to, as Paul words it here, to boast in my infirmities. And, you know, it's easy for us people, as people, and since we have this nature and we have the pressure from Satan that we feel each and every day, that he wants to tear us down. He wants to oppress us. And he wants to take a hold of our ways in our daily lives. And but if we focus on Jesus, we focus on the work that he has done for us, then we're able to lift ourselves up from the situation that we're in. And it can be challenges, it can be sickness, it can be many things that we can set our mind to and give ourselves over to focusing on, and we can start to focus on our weakness. And then it comes to this, that we start to, let's say if we are sick and we focus on our sickness, and we say to ourselves, oh, I'm so miserable. And you start to give yourself over to the thought that you're so sick that even your thoughts can make you even more sick. Because you give yourself over to this self-pity. You give yourself over to this, why me? You know, it becomes more about you. And yes, that's how we are as human beings. We can easily let circumstances affect us and let that have the focus. But what I'm saying here today is that we can lift our minds above all the chaos. You know, like the eagle that flies above and over everything to have the over you, and to have the mind and the eyes of God to see with. And we get to fly higher up so that we can shake off all of the things and the attacks that the devil wants to take us with. So we have a choice, and the Lord, he gives us everything that we need to be able to take the right choices. And he can help us to come above or rise above the circumstance instead of us giving in to the chaos. And we go around with this, where you can say, you can many times look at people and see the expression on the face, and you know, the self-pity, the self focus part of people. And and that's where it's easy to get there. But I think the Lord wants us to rise above and focus on him, even though it can be difficult. But this is an encouragement, because I think we can see that in all of the servants that the Lord uses throughout the Bible, they have this amazing attitude. And I just want to take this one story today in Acts chapter 16. And we can go there. Acts chapter 16. And we can read from verse 16. So this is Paul and Silas walking together. And we can just start to read here. Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl, possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. So this was a girl that was used by some people here to actually make profit out of this fortune telling that she had. In verse 17, this girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days, it says. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. So here, Paul and Silas, they are being led by the Holy Spirit. They're always focusing on the leading of the Holy Spirit that the Lord has put in them. And that's their daily desire, is to walk with God. And it says, after some days of this slave girl saying and telling on them that these are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation, it says that she did it for many days. But eventually, Paul got the authority from the Lord. He was inspired to actually cast this spirit out of fortune telling. And that didn't fall in good grounds for the masters or for the people that used her for actually getting money out of this. So they dragged them in front of the authorities. And we can read verse 20. And they brought them to magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe." And then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison, so all the way in, and fastened their feet in the stocks. So here, something is playing out. Here, Paul and Silas, almost out of nowhere, because of this woman who had this gift of fortune telling that was used for profit for some people. And in the end, they suddenly end up in prison and their clothes taken off, and they had laid many stripes on them, and then put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. You can just imagine the scenario and this happening. But then this is where my thought comes in. Then Paul and Silas, they could say, "Oh Lord, what are we going to do? We just have to, I'll just give up here now. You know, everything seems impossible. The situation we can't get out of. We just did what you inspired us to do. And now we're in the inner prison with our feet locked in the stocks. What are we going to do?" This is the attitude that they could have taken, focusing on all the problems, focusing on all the things the circumstances around. But this is not what Paul and Silas did. If we continue to read here, in verse 25, it says, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God." That is quite something. So instead of looking downwards to the ground and saying, "Oh, I give up. I can't do this. We can't do this anymore. This is impossible." Instead, they start to pray and they start to sing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. And verse 26, "And suddenly there was an earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed." Think about that. Because you have this different mindset, because you focus on the word and the leading of God. Because I think Paul and Silas, they knew they walked in the will of God. They knew what God had led them to do. They knew where God was directing them. So this suddenly came out of nowhere. But it happened, you know, everything as planned. God knew this was happening. And that is what Paul and Silas are resting in. They know that God has led them here. So they know that God has a purpose, which gives them the ability to actually start to pray and sing hymns and praising the Lord, which creates an earthquake. And it says, immediately that all the doors and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. Verse 28, and this is also something. "But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, 'Do yourself no harm, for we are all here.'" He didn't say, "Yes, you can just go ahead, take your life." But he even stops and he says with a loud voice, "Do yourself no harm, for we're all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." And then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and his family were baptized. And now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them. And he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. So, brothers and sisters, I know time is running here, but I just think this describes the thought that we're dealing with this week so well. The focus is on the Lord, the Spirit, the leading of God, and His revelation, instead of looking at the circumstance. That can be, as in Paul and Silas' situation, it can look impossible. But if we just let God rest in the leading of God, and if we keep ourselves in this leading of God, we know that God has a plan with anything and everything. So even though you're in a prison, the deepest cell of them all, and you're even chained within the stocks, on your feet. God can do miracles because he sees that you focus on him. He sees that you still want to go and keep the faith that was once delivered to you. So may God bless you today, and pray that this can be an encouragement and an uplifting part to start the day off with. And if you're more out of the day, may it just be an encouragement, because the Lord, he is a miracle working God, and he watches over his children. So let us have this mindset, focusing on him, though we have our trials and challenges. So, amen.